Okay, moving on to literacy. Clearly, with Southside Broadcasting and our regular Book of the Month features and Young Adult Book of the Month, we are very keen to obviously celebrate the joys of literacy and how we read and so on. And apparently, Britons read more when left to their own devices. And a pun is deliberately intended, as we'll see as we head through this particular piece, as we speak to the fabulous Cathy Ransonbrick and Sue Southwood. Sue from the National Institute of Adults Continuing Education. Nice. And, of course, Cathy Ransonbrick from Quick Reads. Cathy, good morning, and Sue, good morning. How are we?
Morning. Very well, thank you.
Morning.
Excellent. Delighted to speak to you about this fascinating sort of insert in terms of, obviously, you know, we talk about a post-literate world, about symbols and text speak, and we're gradually almost regressing to the stage of being almost cave people, really, by just actually sort of doing pictograms and so on. But reading is such a magical experience, isn't it?
Oh, completely, yes. And our Quick Reads research found that half of people say that technology has actually made them read more. I think probably because they can read on the go a bit. And the over 65s are the highest adopters of e-readers, 20% of them now using the main way of reading. And again, it's great for older people because you can turn the volume up and make the font size a bit bigger. And if you've got a bad back, it means you can carry around lots of books with you in one slim thing.
That's certainly been the classic line where we've actually surveyed students and actually asked, do they like the sort of solid book? I mean, there's a lot of people still like the physicality of a book, but it's the portability that seems to win out when you're talking about portable devices and obviously being able to carry more than one fairly effectively.
Yes, I mean, we think all reading is good, you know, so we're not making any value judgments. Personally, for me, my absolute cream reading experience would still be a paper book, but of course it's great being able to carry lots of things around with you.
Mm. As we say, Quick Reads in general has done wonders to actually work through that. The average Brit apparently spends 6 hours a week reading for enjoyment, and half of those use technology such as e-books, Kindles and iPads and so on. Sue, from your own perspective in terms of adult learning, you see, I can't even get the phrase sorted out. It's been a long day, Sue. How do you fit into this particular study in terms of, is it a good news thing all round?
Well, it's mixed, really, because one in six adults in this country struggles with literacy. So we know there's a huge amount of adults out there who struggle with reading. They're very scared of books. They're put off by books. They left school perhaps never having finished a book. So Quick Reads play this incredibly important role in encouraging them back into reading. So we're really pleased to see an emphasis on reading and the emphasis on reading for pleasure. And we don't want adults to feel stigmatized by a lack of reading skills, and we don't want them to stop reading to their children or not read to their children.
Well, that, of course, is the classic line. Notice that parents read considerably less, managing approximately 4.5 hours a week. As I say, right at the top of this piece, you can spend too much time in front of the television, you can focus on the PC, you can access all sorts of other areas, but it is important to actually ensure that the joy and the magic of words is actually translated. A lot of people spent an awful lot of years for a long, long time actually sort of working in a predominantly illiterate society, and it's important that that literacy is maintained.
Yes, and not just to read books, but also to share them, to talk about them, especially sharing them with children so that they visibly see you reading a book. Because if a child sees somebody on a tablet, they don't necessarily know whether they're reading or checking their emails or playing games. So it's important to be very overt with children and to talk about what you're reading, because you play a vital role in encouraging your child to be very positive about reading, and that's what we want.
We mentioned at the start.
And that's what we try to do with Quick Reads, that they're short and accessible, so that even if parents feel very, very, you know, that they don't have a lot of time, that they can read a Quick Read. And I always say to people, because often you think, I mean, I feel this, that you sort of think you should get up and do some cleaning or, you know, do some jobs around the house, whereas I think lying on the sofa reading a book in front of your child is a good thing to do as a parent.
Well, you actually just went in, quite rightly there, Cathy, with something we led at the top of the piece with the notion that actually sort of the way in which we actually consume and read our books is critical to this whole factor. As you said, we run the Book of the Month thing, we connect those sort of things together. Is it important to obviously talk about what we've read as well, that kind of re-assimilation? I mean, a bit like seminars and various other things.
I think reading about books is just one of the great joys of talking about books. Mm. One of the great joys of life, and it's great that you do Book of the Month and do book clubs, and I think that's really enjoyable. And one of the things we see from our adult learners, you know, who haven't been confident readers, and then they get better, it's one thing reading the book, but often you know, it's joining the book club that's the massive step for them. And one of my favourite quotes ever was from a woman who said, you know, the first time I went to the reading club at the library, I wanted to run away, but now I sit and discuss books like I was born to it. And that just makes me feel so happy that she didn't think she was allowed to before, and now she does.
I think we might use that at the top of our Book of the Month show every month, actually, for that point of view. We've got some wonderful people involved, obviously, with quickreads.org.uk to actually use the site to actually go to. Amanda Holden, of course, a good friend, Andy McNabb, Ben Shepherd, Mylene Kloss, and also our Terence Dix, of course, famous Doctor Who author. I've even read some of his quick reads. And they are a wonderful way that they don't dumb down, but they do actually provide a really nice and as the name suggests, they provide a quick way of actually working through the whole process. And again, just introduce you to, although I'd have to say, fundamentally, there is a certain satisfaction in having a kind of 600 or 700 page novel that you can really wade through, but again, time is tight.
Well, and that's exactly the thing. I like long books. It's great to like long books, but I think when you're at the start of your journey, something a little bit shorter is a step on the journey.
A couple of other final sort of things here. 1 in 5 adults do not read for pleasure. Men read less than women. 41% of adults say that being able to look up words they don't know on an e-reader has made reading easier, which is always quite good, because you come across a phrase like existential psychoanalysis, you might think, what the heck's that mean?
Yes, I think it's great for people that they've got the support there if they want it. It's just a click away.
Okay, one of the sort of aspects, of course, of reading is we all tend to get our favourites. We all have our favourite authors and books and so on. I'm putting in a plug currently for two, actually. I think Marcus Zubal and The Book Reader, or The Book Thief, I think, is superb. I'm looking forward to something that. And also, although I wasn't expecting to like this, actually, the classic Fanny Flagg Fried Green Tomatoes or Tomatoes at the Whistle Stop Cafe.
Yeah.
But I sort of worked through that. But I've got to ask you, first of all, Kathy, what's your own favourite author and book, for either from the quick read scenario or from the longer read form?
Oh, I always struggle with this. You know, I've got about 40 books, and at any point, depending on what mood I'm in, I have a different favourite. But I will go for, today I'll go for Moon Tiger by Penelope Lively, which is a beautiful novel. Part of it's set in wartime Cairo. There's a love affair. It all goes wrong. It's ever so heartbreaking.
Oh,
very
my
beautiful.
Word. It's always melting already. And Sue?
My favourite quick read is Chicken Feed by Minette Waters. And probably my favourite novel is Sebastian Falk's Birdsong.
Ah, yes, very good, yes, yeah. I still think Sebastian Falk's take on Ian Fleming's James Bond character was quite interesting. He did that a couple of years ago, which was quite an interesting line on all sorts of things. We've mentioned, obviously, the web address for Galaxy Quick Reads and so on. In terms of the National Institute of Adult Continuing Education, somebody's listening to this thinking, oh, that's quite interesting, I might have thought about that. Sue, what's the best way to get in touch with I keep saying nice, but it's NIACE.
Well, we pronounce it NIACE,
yes.
And that's the name of our website, niace.org.uk.
And not to be confused with NCIS, which of course is another series entirely, and obviously was about
crime. One of our best known things that we do is we coordinate Adult Learners Week every year that celebrates adult learners' journeys and their success in learning as an adult. So people may have heard of us through that.
The star is rising all the time. I mean, I think as a double act, I can see you being the Rizzolian Isles of the literacy world in many ways. Fantastic,
really. Very kind of you to say
crucial.
So.
Two final questions for both of you. First of all, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us here on the station today? Has it been okay for both yourself, Kathy and Sue?
Yes, it's been fabulous. It's been great. Thank you.
Okay, so the next critical question is, can we look forward to hopefully connecting with you again, either together or indeed in your own roles, just to sort of keep us updated? Because I do think it's important we keep celebrating the joy of reading, really, which is surely at the heart of this whole thing.
Yes, completely. That would be an absolute pleasure. And I loved everything you said about books and reading. We love Twitter as well, so we're QuickReads is @quick_reads, and I'm on Twitter as @KathyReadsBooks.
I think we need to follow you or us forthwith from that point of view, obviously in 140 characters or less, which is fantastic. Is there a Facebook site as well that people can access for the whole thing, or are we just on Twitter?
No, we're on Facebook as QuickReads as well.
There we are, you see. Celebrate, good. Kathy Ransombrink from QuickReads and Sue Southwood from the National Institute of Adult Continuing Education, NIACE. Many thanks indeed.